This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Number to join us, 216-474-0092. When you call that, Andrew Hody will take your phone calls, and Dan Menigan's flying our ship today. Cavs had, to me, Andy, the near-perfect recipe in Game 1. Near-perfect. And I say that for this reason. Donovan Mitchell, clearly, you know, he's your guy. He took 9 more shots than anybody else, but he still only took 21 shots. It's not like he took 30 shots in the game. So he was under control for his 30 points. Didn't have to jack up 30 shots to do it. That was terrific. Had 3 assists. Okay, that's all right. You had Evan Mobley and Jared Allen each coming through with a double-double. That's outstanding. And Jared had 18 rebounds. So 16 points, 18 rebounds for Jared. Evan had 16 points and 11 rebounds. They played 35, 36 minutes. Outstanding. Mobley took only 12 shots, and Allen took only 10. Okay? That is efficiency. That's getting it done. And Darius Garland had 14 points and 8 assists and took 11 shots. That's an efficient game. And to me, that's the perfect recipe. Your point guard played point guard, your leading scorer played two guard, and your big guys had double-doubles. Man, it doesn't get much better than that. That's the way to win basketball games.
I look at the box score, and that to me, for years of watching NBA basketball, when you see you got 4 guys in double figures, and then your guy who isn't in double figures had 9 boards, and even if they're all defensive boards, I don't know what that's what you want. That's exactly what you want. And I don't need to see Darius Garland being the leading scorer. Sorry. Not when Donovan Mitchell's on this team. So,
and their assist ratio was terrific. 21 yes. assists on 36 made field goals. You know, you'll take that every
especially,
time.
Especially, yeah, but Darius had 8 assists.
He did. That's terrific. Second most assists, 2 guys had 10 in game 1 of the NBA playoffs, was 8 by Darius. Third most.
I look at this and I'm just like, this is what they need to do to win. And I thought you brought up a great, I'm 2 points just from the beginning of the show alone. 1, you think this could be successful for more than Miami, but 2, I'm Orlando. A little concerned about what
Orlando.
Sorry.
It's all Florida teams. If you'd have said the Miami Tropics, we'd have, or the Florida Floridians going back to the ABA or something like
would
that.
Would I have been okay then?
Would have been all right.
All right. As long as I can get your permission on this too. Did JB kind of like, I didn't catch it until
in
after
the comment that he just said?
Yeah. That they want more out of, really? I want more out of Mobley. I want more out of Allen. That's what I want. And that's what I got in game 1. And that gave you a 97-83 win. Like what they did, almost, I'm not quite sure what JB was saying after the game. Because that's what you want. We sit here and we talk about, well, when's Evan Mobley going to come? When's he? That's what you wanted. It's exactly what we've wanted. And it got you a playoff win.
Well, you're two big guys, and he had big guy games. 16 points, double-digit rebounds. Terrific, right? That's the way you're supposed to do it. Your point guard passed the basketball and didn't take a ton of shots, 11. And not that Darius isn't capable. We know he is. And Donovan scored 30, took only 21 shots, and their defense was great. But
if Donovan's on the floor, we don't need Darius to be that kind of player.
Well, here's what JB said. Here's what had you confused, maybe.
But get after it as in loose balls? As in trying to force turnovers?
Make passes?
Okay, if that's
or,
what he's saying, then
take
I
shots.
Totally yeah, agree.
There was a little ambiguity in there, right?
And then, I don't know, say push it? Okay, push it meaning shots or meaning assists? The thing that was confusing to me at the end of the regular season was how many times, Darius had two Fridays ago, had that big three-pointer. Has it been that long? Yeah, it's been like 10 days. Since he had that big three-pointer, that helped them win, that kind of solidified where they were going to be in the playoffs. But it's just too many times, at the end of the game, I've watched him try to force things, and it's just like, come on, man, you don't have to do that. You've got other guys on the floor that can help you. And just making good decisions. This game against Orlando, game one, was good decisions not only for him, good decisions for the team. And isn't that what it's all about? And for them to win, they are going to have to play like that. And I like the fact they played kind of tough, right? Every game I watched in the NBA playoffs this week, everything seemed to be stepped up physically. Guys getting elbowed in the head.
Well, it is the playoffs.
Yeah, I love it. I love this kind of, you clearly know this is the kind of stuff I love. So,
yeah.
I love physical play underneath the hoop.
Did you see in that third quarter when Jonathan Isaac got checked into the boards? Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
I'm like, wow.
Now, I personally, what JB said there, again, I thought that was just a touch ambiguous because I'm not sure. Does he mean they want Darius to take more shots and do more? Because do his teammates have to be, pushing him? Is there some problem there that he's not inspiring himself? I'm not going to buy into any of that. I'm not going to take it anywhere. I just know that offensively, in that game is the type of game that I want to see this team play, Andy, and that is where my point guard is capable of scoring 20. He's capable of scoring 30. He didn't need to the other day. Donovan was doing just fine, and the big guys were getting opportunities. To me, that's the recipe for success for this team. Donovan leads the way, your big guys are a force, and your point guard plays point guard. Now, you can have variations off of that, but to me, that's the formula for this to work. And Andy, that's the formula that I think a lot of folks, and us included, have said, the offense looks clunky during the season. It's not quite working quite right. Well, why? Because the two guards were dominating and the big guys weren't getting enough. I didn't feel that way about game one. Now, all that said, offensively, the reason the Cavaliers won game one of the series against Orlando is because their defense was stellar. Let's just be real serious about that. Offense was fine. Defense was stellar. And 32.6% was the worst of any team in a game one shooting for Orlando. And the three-point percentage was the second worst of any team in a game one. Reasons for that. Cavs defense is pretty good when they want it to be, and Orlando's offense is not the best.
They were the only team that didn't get into the 90s, too, I think, in the first round. Just double-checking.
I believe that is correct.
They're the only team that didn't get into the 90s. And there were only two games where teams won, the Cavaliers included, where they didn't score 100.
Yeah.
Is that concerning?
No. Not if your defense is not scoring.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just looking at these little. The other trend was home teams. It was good to be a home team in game one.
Well, every home team won.
Right.
Yeah. And Orlando is playing its first playoff game and blah, 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 blah. This is why before the series started, Andy, you and I both said Cavs in 5 or 6. I don't think the Cavs will sweep them, and I don't think it'll go 7. And so. You want me to pick one or the other, I'll go 6, but I think Cavs will win it in 5 or 6. And nothing I saw in game one makes me change that thought.
I don't, Jeff, if they play game two like they played game one, and then three,
I could go to Orlando and it's a completely different series.
I don't know. I could see a sweep. If they can play in game two like they did in game one and maybe get a little bit sharper in the third quarter.
Well, yeah. And the one thing that you want me to look for a concern, I'll give you a concern.
Here we go. Jeff Phelps concerns about the Cavs.
Cavs had a chance to completely stomp them and they didn't. How many times did we see that all regular season? Couple of runs by Orlando in the fourth quarter, but teams do that. But the Cavs had a chance to completely bury them, and they didn't a couple of times. And Orlando kind of made a little run and made it, you know, somewhat interesting down the stretch. Somewhat. But, you know, Andy, defense like that wins in the playoffs. And offense like that, to me, wins for this team. Now, can I go LeBron on you? Playoff series doesn't start until the road team wins a game. So until the road team wins a game, we don't have a playoff series here. And I think that's a great little basketball slogan because it's right.
It's true.
You know, you just said, hey, Cavs win game two, and then they go down to game three in Orlando. Okay, but things change a little bit. And we all know when teams go on the road. And so when the road team wins a game, then you've got a different type of playoff series. That's when it gets real serious. And if the Cavs can pull it off tonight in game two, you know Orlando is going to be better. Well, it's weird to me, but it's, I think, realistic and factual. Young teams in the playoffs, first time out, you know, it's kind of a weird deal for them sometimes.
Oh, it's an eye-opener.
Yeah.
How much, it's a little bit faster and a lot more physical.
A little more intense.
But and it's easy. We talk about it. They have to play it.
We'll see how Orlando responds to that tonight. And if the Magic can respond to that, I think they can win game two. I think the Cavs will. But let's see how Orlando responds. More than anything, Andy, I think that's what it is. And I would assume, and we all know what happens when you assume. And, you know, I like Darius Garland. I think Darius is a terrific young player. Is he okay with scoring 14 points? I would think so, because he had 8 assists, did a nice job, and his team won. I've never seen a reason for concern there, and I don't think there would be after game one. Team looked good. Team played a great game. The defense was terrific, and the offense was just, I think, what you want for this team to win games and what we didn't see enough of in the regular season.
I'm wondering how Cavs fans are feeling today, because obviously they had a microphone problem at the beginning of the game. And all we got to hear were the fans, and they sounded loud.
Did that affect the offense or the defense?
The not having announcers in the beginning of the game?
Yeah.
It affected the way I watched the game, which I got to be honest with you, I didn't think it was horrible. But the crowd was really good. I'm still like, I don't know that Cavs fans are hot for the series at all. First of all, it doesn't help that they're on Cable Access 22 for tonight's game. And if you get Cable Access 22, it's on right after Wayne and Garth. Tickets for the game are as low as 36.
Party on, Andy.
36, Garth. Party on. $36. Did you see what game 5 tickets are going for right now?
No.
Secondary market? Want to guess?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
$20.
$24. Game 5.
Well, that's opportunity, Cavs fans. There
you go. Hop on.
Angel Gray working sidelines in game 1. Our buddy, she was with us a week or two ago talking women's Final Four. Angel's going to be with us at 1 o'clock. Anthony Castrovince will be talking Major League Baseball with us at noon. Scott Petrak talking NFL draft at 11. But, folks, I think the winning formula was right there, and the Cavaliers executed it perfectly in Game 1. Will they do the same thing tonight in Game 2? 216-474-0092. It's a basket on two. It's a basket.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.